cut it back on. Okay, and we're going to go in and begin today. James chapter 1, verse 14, 15. James chapter 1, verse 14, 15. Good to have those pages turning. Amen. Amen. All right. Glad to have our visitors with us today, Mr. Eric Jones. Glad to have him with us today. Man, we are investigating the church, man. We just going back to apostolic doctrine. Amen. If we can't find it in the Bible, we just don't use it. Amen. Yes. We believe in proving all things and to hold fast to that which is good. Amen. And the reason why, because we're going to be judged by it. Amen. John 12:48 says, he that rejected me and receiveth not my words hath one to judge him. The words that I have spoken, the same shall judge us in the last days. In Revelation 20:12, talking about the book, which is the book of life, there's another book going to be opened. And then he said that we're going to be judged according to our works. So with that in mind, we're just going back to the Bible, amen. And we're sticking to the Bible. We don't believe that God sanctioned denominationalism. We believe that when Jesus says, upon this rock I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail, on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2, guess what he did? He built that church, amen. Verse 47 says, praise God and have favor with all the people. What did the Lord do? He added to the church, to his church, daily such as should be saved, amen. And I'm excited about it. Can't you tell? I'm excited about it because I'm a part of that church, amen. I'm sealed, Ephesians 4:30, amen, by the Holy Spirit, which is the word, amen. Because 1 Corinthians 6:19, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Let me slow down before I get excited before the class even begin. And I got a long way to go today. So let's go to James chapter 1. James, if that don't make you excited, something wrong, amen. And you know what it is, sin. Hello? You know what's blocking you from getting excited? Sin. And then you look at me and say, why he acting that way? You just don't understand. You just don't understand. You understand what I got because we all supposed to have the same thing, amen. Because we all supposed to be speaking the same thing, amen. So, same way, if you go win some money, well, you're going to get excited. This is more powerful than money, amen. All right, let's go to James chapter 1. We got to move on. Blessed is the man. That's what we're working on, amen. To be blessed, amen. To be happy, amen. They endure temptation, like we talked about last Wednesday night. Go back there right quick. See, John 14. Go back there to John 14. I want to hit that point right quick. John, I hate you missed something like that, but I know you heard it. But John 14, John 14, 14, I want you to mark that because he said John 14, 15, kind of tie in to James 1, 12. He said, if you should ask anything in my name by my authority, because you're blessed when you endure temptation, amen, based on the promise. See, guess what, folks? Look what I'm holding in my hand. This is a book of promises, amen. See, you got the whole 60 books is a book of promises, amen. And the immutability of God is God cannot lie. Amen. I jive you sometimes. See, I mislead you sometimes because I'm a human, amen. But with this book, the immutability of God, God cannot lie. And this is 60 books of promises. And the only thing we got to do is endure temptation. And then when we endure temptation, tied in with the authority of Jesus Christ, he said, it shall be done unto you. Amen. Now, two words we use. You better look at it now. That is, you better know the difference between want and need. Amen. And what you want may be in violation of the promises. Amen. That is, that if you want it or you need it, see, you need to check it out by the book, amen, and offer everything to be pleasing and acceptable unto God. So blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. And let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted even, neither tempted he any man. But look at verse 14, and here's the formula right there. Temptation equals desire plus opportunity. Desire plus opportunity. That's the reason why 2 Corinthians 6:19, the Bible says, come ye out from among them, be ye separate, said the Lord. See, you can't play in the devil's field and expect to be blessed. Amen. Y'all hear what I'm saying? See, you can't play with the devil and the devil's tools. Amen. And not be able to control lust, that desire. That's what we want. See, we're born with lust. See, we're born with, it's just in us, amen. But you just don't let it control you. You control it by doing the things in the book, the promises, through the understanding, through the knowledge that's here. Amen. It's right here. They remember Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5 said, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. That is Romans 12 said, be not conformed, but be transformed. See, we make through the power of the word of God, when we study like we're doing right now, see, you make the change that you need to do so that that desire won't be a part of your life. I'm talking about that worldly desire. That 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, the things of the world. That's going to violate that book. But anytime you violate the authority, anytime you violate the name of Jesus, anytime you quench the spirit, anytime you go contrary to the spirit, you're going to lose blessings. Amen. See, and guess what? The devil know it. And that's what the devil going to do in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So remember that. Temptation equals desire plus opportunity. Don't give desire opportunity. See, don't put opportunity to make desire what? Fester. See, don't let nothing happen in your life. See, because see, the law of reciprocity, the law of the principle of sowing, what you sow is what you reap. And I guarantee you that you can go back in life and look at things that don't happen in your life, whether they may be good or bad, and look at the sowing process. And if you told the truth, and you really told the truth, well, number one, if it's flesh, it's sin. It's sin that we commit that caused us to sow wrong, that bring destruction in our life. You go home and get you a pad, and you just simply write down problems that you will occur. See, when you sow wrong, so I was telling John today, man, I feel so good today. I mean, I've been walking over a mile every day, and I just feel good today. I've lost about 9 pounds, and I really feel good. Paul told me, said, well, I'll go get some of those wheat crackers. I don't be hard-headed. When somebody tell me to do something, I went to bowl the next day, you know, and I just feel good. I just feel better. I mean, I just got a little more pep about it. I said, I don't need no more pep. But I got a little bit more pep in my step. But the whole point is, when you abuse the body, see, when you abuse the body, see, when you don't take care of your body, that's a sowing process. You see, what you sow is what you reap. You understand what I'm saying? And that same thing in a spiritual sense. You don't give desire opportunity so that temptation can arise. See, but in order for that to work, you got to know. See, the problem with a lot of us, see, we hear, we know scripture, but we don't want to tell the truth about our own self. Now, I can point my finger at John. I can point my finger at Frazier. I can say what you ain't doing right or what you need to do, but I need to be looking at myself. The Bible, 2 Corinthians 13:5, says examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith, to make sure that you're not disqualified. Because, see, the blind can't lead the blind, or they both going to fall into a ditch. See, so it got to start with me. You know, 2 Corinthians 3:2-3 says, go there to real quick. 2 Corinthians 3, go there real quick. It says here in 2 Corinthians 3:2-3, it says here that we are. What did you get there? Thank you, Sister Bradley, for that yesterday. I needed that. I mean, thank you. I needed that. I mean, I was sitting down at my desk just as confused as I want to be, and she sent me a text, and it just picked me up. And I love it, amen? But it had something to do with 2 Corinthians 3:2, and when I got it, I stopped, and I thought about what she said. I began to examine it, then I texted her back. I said, read 2 Corinthians 3:2, and she said, thanks. But look what it said. It said, you are. See, you are our epistles. That word epistles means letters. See, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Well, that's simply mean, folks, you never know who's watching you. See, Matthew 5 says, we are the light of the world, amen. We are the salt of the earth, amen. We are God's royal ambassadors, amen. See, if God can't speak to us, who can he speak to? He can't speak through the world. He can't speak to people who are not a part of his church. Amen. And guess what? We're going to be held accountable for that. See, that's the reason why we need to constantly work on, that is, know what temptation is. That's desire. But see, you control desire. You don't let desire control you. Don't give desire opportunity. Don't give desire leeway. Don't give desire. Don't let them come in no kind of way. Because when you do it, the solution is you're going to fall. You go back to Jesus. You remember when Jesus was tempted? The devil came to him? See, first thing that Jesus did, he said, it is written. What did he put on the devil? The word, amen. The word going to work every time. See, when the devil comes, it is written. When you get in a situation, just put back and look at him and say, it is written. They ain't going to know what you're talking about. You know what it's talking about. Because the word of God began to what? See, when somebody tell you, well, I need you to miss church Sunday in order to do this, you look at them and say, it is written. Amen. They don't know what you're talking about, but you know what they're talking about. Amen. See, you transforming. Amen. You're not letting desire have an opportunity to work. And you don't want to do that because you're going to see, let's continue to read here. You're going to see what's going to happen here. Verse 14, he said, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away. And I underline that word on. See, because Frazier can't make me do it, I can't make Frazier do it. Amen. See, every man's a captain of his own ship. Too many times we try to control other people's lives, and you can't control other people's lives. It's enough taking care of yourself. Amen. See, let me tell you something. That's the reason why. See, this is the way it works. See, everybody say, call the preacher. Preacher need to pray for me. Well, my prayer ain't no more powerful than John's prayer. See, John's prayer is no more powerful than Paul's prayer. That's the reason why the Bible speaks in 1 Corinthians 12, there's one body, but there's many members. We need to be unified. Speak the same thing, build the same mind, build the same spirit, amen. That is, we all got the same rights, amen. We all got the same privilege because we are called children of God, amen. Oh, being born again means we're born again because we love God. When we love God, we do what? Keep his commandments that we can be called what? Children of God, amen. That's really why we submit, resist, and draw, right? So we can be humble, right? So he can exalt us up, amen? So when Paul called me, he said, pray for my sister. Did I not send out to everybody? I said, please pray for Paul's sister. Why? Because I know the fervent prayer of a righteous man of better what? He called me. He said, pray for me. I sent it out. Why? See, I just don't want my prayer. I want all faithful brethren to pray, amen? Am I right? See, I want all faithful brethren to pray. But in order for you to pray, in order for it to be right, and guess what I said yesterday in the little text, God don't accept no excuses. Either you do it or you don't do it, amen. Either you're faithful or you're unfaithful, amen. But you need to be able to control your own lust. See, know what beset you. See, know what beset you. Know what your problem is. See, my problem ain't like your problem. But I know what my problem is. See, I know what beset me. I know what my thorn in the flesh is. And you know too. See, you know. Now you might not want to identify. Sometimes it may be your own family members. Sometimes it may be your own children. Sometimes it can be a husband. Sometimes it can be a wife. But you got to identify what it is, because before you can hit the target, you got to know what the target is. Am I right? And a lot of people don't want to do it. See, we like to, everything all right. Everything will be all right. It ain't going to be all right if the devil in the middle of it. How can it be all right if the devil in the middle of it? Because the devil don't want it to be right. So your own lust, you need to underline that word, own lust. Own lust. And then when you fail to do, that's when the devil entices you. That's when the devil entices you. That is, he allure you. He gets you where he wants you to be. And we all have been that way, amen? To the point you say, I need to be prayed for. Lord, just help me out of this situation. Lord, if I ever get out of this, I ain't going to do it no more. Have you ever said that before? When you went out and bought something, and then when you get it, and then when difficult times come, first thing you say, I shouldn't have never done that. Amen? See, all that could be avoided if you do it by the authority. In life, let me tell you something, brother. Don't do nothing in life that can't be backed up by the book. And then if you got a wife, because Y'all have twain together, and because you are one, amen, you need to consult your partner. I mean that she's your partner. Amen. She's your best friend. If you don't see your wife like that, or you don't see your husband like that, you need to go back. And I don't care how much you pay for the wedding, but you need to go back and evaluate. Amen. Amen. Because see, maybe if she ain't your partner, or she ain't your best friend, maybe something between you. I ain't gonna say what it is. Amen. It could be sin. It could be. Well, you know what it is. Man, you understand what I'm saying? Something is causing that is the conflict. It's a conflict there that's stopping that seed from a penetrate that you can't control your own lust, that you allow an opportunity to come in so that lust can what? Flourish. Thank you. You see what I mean? Y'all with me? This is just life, folks. It don't make sense to be a Christian and catching hell. Amen. I'm telling you, man. It don't, you know, when people say, what kind of week you had? It should be a wonderful week. Folks, that you find yourself in, be content. We can do all things through Christ. My God shall supply. Ain't nothing too big that God can't help. Ain't nothing. I don't care how bad it may be. Amen. That's the joy of being a Christian. Amen. If you're going to suffer, suffer as a Christian. Amen. Am I right? But all what I'm saying, it got to mean something to you because you understand. And most people just don't understand. Most people come to church don't understand. Because if they did, guess where they be? Y'all don't do it right here. See, right here. Because this is a work in progress, amen. Revelation 2:10, beat our faith for unto death. We know we're going to die, Hebrews 9:27. The only thing we're doing, we're just working, amen, two phases. Number one, to have abundant life, to be happy here, so we can be happy over there. Because you're unhappy over here, you ain't going over there. See, ain't no unhappy people. You can't die unhappy and then wake up, well, he's better off. He ain't better off. You heard people say that? I ain't never seen people die and say, he's better off. Yeah, but okay, how bad they are. He's better off. You can't be that way. How can you be better off when you enjoy life down here? See, but you got to be able to master that own. See, what it is, I'll tell y'all that. I got me a big old yellow pad. I note all the time. I note what my problem is. I note. Amen. See, I note because see, if I don't know, I can't identify. I don't know what beset me. I can't deal with it. Because I got to deal with it. I got to deal with it. See, I don't want to lose the blessing, the promises, whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do for you. So I don't want to lose that because I need that, amen. We need it, don't we? I need to be a good husband. I need to be a good wife. I mean, a good preacher. I need to be a good father. So I need that just to live, amen. Because just because I'm a preacher, that don't mean that I got no special dispensation more than you. Amen. That's the reason why I don't wear the title Reverend. Amen. Psalm 111:9. Because number one, holy and reverend is his name. Am I right? That's the reason why. Someone showed me a picture the other day. It was so funny. They showed four cars. Had the preacher car. And boy, it was a nice Mercedes. And then they showed the deacon car. And a little less than the preacher car. Then they showed a church secretary car. It was a little less. And then the member car, it was all up on jacks. That don't make no sense. You're going to buy a man a $100,000 car, you catching the bus. Amen. That don't make no sense. Amen. Prosperity is doing God's will. Blessing is doing God's will. Blesses a man who endures temptation. Amen. He will receive the promises which are in Christ Jesus. Amen. And God just don't allow it just for me. And then you don't have it. God is no respecter of person, am I right? See how that don't make sense when you go outside God's word. See, these people around here say, give. The more you give, you're going to be blessed. Well, that may be true. Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given unto you. But it's not given to me. For me to be, what? Worldly, prosperous, and then you broke. That don't make no sense, do it? Because God don't work that way, do he? See, and I just want to throw that in. So let's go a little bit further. Then it says here in verse 15, then when lust has conceived, and that's what it says in 15 here. See, the second stage is sin itself. When desire is conceived, it gives birth to what? See, when you don't control own lust, see, what happened is desire has conceived. See, when you don't control desire own lust, see, you allow it to be conceived, and then it gives birth to sin. Have y'all got these three scriptures down? You need to write them down. 1 John 3:4, James 4:17, Hebrews 10:26. 1 John 3:4 gives us a definition of what sin is. Sin is transgression. Anytime we violate the word, amen, we sin, amen. Am I right? James 4:17, to him to know to do good and do it not, to him is what? Hebrews 10:26, if we sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of truth, there remain no more sacrifice for sin. That when you know better and you understand better and you don't do it, you do it anyhow. Well, number one, you don't respect Jesus died on the cross for you. You just don't respect him. You just don't respect him. You don't respect. See, let me tell you something. How in the world are you gonna respect the word when you violate the word? How in the world are you gonna respect Jesus when Jesus built the church and his church ain't good enough, you gotta go get somebody else's church? Does that make sense? Amen. Ephesians 4:4 said there's only one church. One body, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. So when desire can sin, give birth to sin, it becomes sin. When we act and submit to temptation, sin involves the added step of some sort of action on our part. That is, because opportunity is there, desire comes, then it's conceived, then bring forth sin. But that sin, all this comes about because we act on it. But it don't have to be. It don't have to be. You don't have to act on sin. See, Jesus said, it is written. The devil said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be turned to bread. See, if thou be. See, the devil will throw it at you. The devil will put it at you. Now, you ain't got to act on it. Amen. See, the devil can act on it, but you don't have to act on it. See, that's what he's talking about here in verse number 15, when he simply says here, then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. Sin, when it's finished, it bringeth forth death. Now, these are key words that I want you to underline. Lust, conceive, sin, finish, and death. And the reason why I want you to underline that is because here, number one, lust is desire that you don't control because you don't understand what own lust is, and you allow it to fluster. You allow it to happen. You do. The devil didn't do it. You did it. Amen. Then what happened? Sin entered into your life. Amen. Then when sin get through with you, sin just make a fool out you. Amen. People say, what's wrong with him? Your people are there. What's wrong with him? What's wrong with him? You're a fool. We can't tell the truth about people. I just don't know what's wrong. Yes, you do. When people act contrary to the word of God, he's a fool, amen? Y'all look at me like you don't believe. Go to Ephesians. I got to show it to you. Man, and that's where we got to see it, amen? Ephesians 4. Go there real quick. I want to read it to you. See, Ephesians 4. Ephesians 5. I'm sorry. Ephesians 5. In verse 15. He said, see then that you walk. Right? Circumspectly. Now it's a fool for someone who is what? That's two people, right? Either you wise, either you obedient, either you're blessed because you endure temptation, either you know how to control desire, don't have opportunity, you know what own lust is, because you don't want it to be conceived, so sin can happen. So when it's finished, it can bring forth death, right? That's a wise man. That's wise. You wise for being here this morning, amen. Shake your head. Now what you're going to do with it is up to you. Amen. See. But those who fail to do that is fool because they're not walking circumspectly. But look at what it says here. Redeem the time because the days are evil. Look at verse 17. He said, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understand what is the will of the Lord. Perhaps, would this be a true statement here? When you fail to be able to control your life, that you have allowed lust to control it, that caused you to be dead, are you wise or unwise? Especially when you what? Know better. See, that's why Peter said, it's better not to know than know in turn. See, it's better for you not to know. Now, you're still going to be wrong. But to sit here and know this here, sit here and quote scripture, to sit here and understand what I'm saying, but you still continue to do the same thing that you do from day to day, and you don't make no changes in your life, something wrong with you. Amen? And let me tell you something. God will knock you down. Amen? Because the Bible says in Philippians 2, God will not be mocked. See, every knee going to bow, every tongue going to confess. A lot of people say, well, you're going to do it when you die. You're going to do it right here. Amen? See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. So let's go back right quick. Then in verse number 16, he that do not err, my beloved. I like what he said, Brother Frazier. He that do not err. Then he said, my beloved what? Pull your book out. See, my beloved brethren. See, why he used the phrase my beloved brethren? You know? Pull out this one right here. See, we talk about the Bible, right? Fall apart. Pull out this sheet, this one right here. The one with the division of the Bible. New Testament. All right? See, in relationship to the 20-something books of the New Testament. See, he said, do not err, my beloved brethren. Well, why would he use the phrase brethren, my beloved brethren? Because he's talking to the church, right? Am I right? Y'all see that? Because you got 27 books, right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Gospels, right? That's what we believe in, right? Then once we get into the Church of Christ, the book of Acts, right? Then the next 21 books, it ain't to the world, it's to us, amen. These are the instructions that we need. If we're not going to err, then the Holy Spirit said, my beloved what? Brother, who he's talking to? Church, am I right? Why? Because we believe, am I right? Because see, a lot of times people come to me, they say, well, this is why we believe that baptism is not essential for salvation. They go to Romans 10, and they say, this is it. I say, oh, whoa, stop. You can't even go there. You can't go there. Because number one, you need to go back from the beginning. Because you don't even believe in Jesus. Because you believe in Jesus, you get in the Church of Christ, amen? Because, see, you can't go past here until you get here. Am I right? Why? He said, do not err, my beloved brethren. He didn't say everybody, did he? Am I right? Only brethren who are faithful, amen, who are blessed, who are endure temptation to receive the promise. Now, I'm not talking about all Christians, because all Christians can't go here. Hello? For sin, I block you, amen. You don't realize that to be able to worship God in spirit and truth, you got to be faithful? Hello? Am I right? See, you got to go back and re-examine the first principle, the first oracles of God, amen. So that's the reason why this is so important. Amen. See, that you may understand. But guess what? You ain't going to understand that till you understand, flip it over. That's the Old Testament. Bro, we got to go on. Man, we teaching here, amen. We going back to apostolic doctrine. We don't care what nobody else do. Amen. We about doing what God say, amen. People say, I'm crazy, but I'm crazy for Jesus. People told y'all still that little crazy? Y'all, that's why I call me crazy. I'm crazy for Jesus, am I right? Am I right? That's all right, Jeff. All right. Y'all with me? He said, do not err, my beloved brother. He said, do not err, my beloved brother. Because see, if you understand verse 15, 14, 13, 12, all the other ones, that's why I spent so much time on it. Brother, you don't need to go no further. Because the rest of the book of James, you're going to miss. You're going to miss. The reason why I say that, how in the world when you go to James 4:7, you're going to submit when you can't endure temptation? How are you going to submit when you have control on lust? How are you going to submit when you allow sin to be conceived? See, how are you going to submit and resist and draw, see, when you're not maturing? When you're not perfecting, when you don't count it all joy, when you fall into divers temptation. See, when temptation come, I just laugh at it. See, I do. I look back at it. Amen. See, the devil is wise. See? I went about a hospital the day, had to go up to the 9th floor. I don't know. Well, anyway. I laughed all the way. Amen. Because, see, count it all joy. Amen. And that's the way you have to look at it. But that's the reason why he said, do not err. See, understand what I'm saying. See, listen to what I'm saying. Because, see, if you don't, you remember these words. What you sow is what you're going to reap. And then this week, I don't know if we're going to have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It may happen today. I don't know when it's going to happen. When it happens, when you don't want to go home, or you got to go get happy to go home. I don't know what it may be. Or when you got to circle the block two or three times before you make your decision and go up in the driveway. Amen. Or when 3 o'clock comes, you know you're getting off the fire. You say, man, I can't wait. You know, I want to see my boo-boo. Sweetie pie. You ain't got no words like that. Amen. And they're right there. See, you got to have words like that. I don't know, you may call yours cookie. My wife said, I used to be a cookie, but now I'm a pound cake. But I got to get back down to a cookie state. Amen. But see, something is there. Y'all laughing at me, man. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What good is being a Christian? You don't enjoy life. Man, I mean, we are Christians, amen? Amen? See, if you can't, it's going to be a difficult time. It's going to be a time when I walk away murmuring to myself. I do it till I come back to my senses. And I go back up there. See? Or she come back to me. We are human people. You're dealing with two different people. And the devil knew that, amen. But the word always going to supersede. Go ahead, my brother. Yeah. Old WM. That's right. That's it. That's it. But in conjunction with that, and dealing with own, you got to get rid of the adversary. Sometimes it may be friends. Sometimes it may be situations. Sometimes it can be your JOB. Hello? See? Because, see, what good is money when you ain't happy? I'm serious. Because, see, number one, God's going to take care of us anyway. If you do his will, By if you do it in his name, amen, amen. See, let me tell you something. I'll tell my wife this. You know, funerals are so devastating that funerals is more for the people who are left here than for the dead. And people should never go to a funeral and say, "Mom, I wish I would have." You should never say that. Because, number one, you should have done everything that you could when they are breathing. Because we don't know what death is. So it shouldn't have a day go by. You shouldn't tell your wife, "I love you. Thank you. Appreciate you." Because tomorrow we might not wake up. Amen. And it's sad to go to a funeral and then sit there and say, "Well, I wish I should have. I wish I could have." Because you should have. Amen. That's just life. And don't take it for granted. I'm telling you that, folks. Do not take it for granted. Because life is like a vapor, right? Here for a little while, then it what? Vanish away. I'm telling my children. I said, come by and see your mama. Don't make sense. Amen. Am I right? Because number one, when you don't, or when you allow time not, see, y'all with me? Because that's what it is. You got to go, John? Okay, but let me hear one more verse, then we go. 17. Y'all have a good time, too. I got to sit down now. He's an heir of good gift. See, underline the word good gift. Amen. Next Sunday, I'm going to tell you what them good gifts is, okay? That what I want you to do, you look at that good gift, and then I want you to look at every perfect gift. See, because it's in God, it's perfect. Now, if it's in the world, it's imperfect. Amen. Because the world can't make nothing perfect. See, you can't make anything perfect outside of Jesus. Amen. So that's what I want you to do. Underline that good gift and every perfect gift. Then I want you to go back to Scripture and define it in your own spirituality. Amen. Now, I know what good gift to me is. I can do all things. My God shall supply. We can do all things. All things work out together for good. That's what my mindset tell me. As long as I stay within the promises because I'm blessed, because I endure temptation, that's good, amen. And all I know is good, and long it's done by his authority, it's perfect. I can't lose with that. I ain't going to lose with that. Amen. But I want you to do it. Because see, what I believe and what I know and what I understand that make me wise might not make you wise. Amen. And that should be a test for you that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Underline that word, is from above. Well, Christ said that. Where is our headquarters? Where is the Church of Christ headquarters? Amen. If you got a headquarters that you belong to, church, your headquarters in New York, that ain't above. Or your headquarters in Salt Lake City, that ain't above. If your headquarters in Rome, where the Pope is, that's not above. Don't that make sense? See, the Bible said, Ephesians 1, 18, 19, amen, that Christ is the head of the what? Where he sits at right now? On the right hand side of God, amen. Where is that? Ephesians 1, 3 says, all spiritual blessings are in Christ. I got to stop. Y'all with me? Anytime you go in carnality, you miss spirituality. Where good giving, there perfect giving is? From above. Then we watch James 1:25. We got the what? Perfect law of liberty. Am I right? Am I right? See, if y'all don't know 14:26, 15:26, 16:13, tile all the way down. Am I right? 1 Corinthians 13:8, tile all the way. See, if you ain't got that in your mind, you ain't understand that good and that perfect gift. Am I right? Amen. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Let's pray together. It's just tough. Y'all do that, man. Let's pray. Blessed Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank thee for all thy many blessings.